It was a mess of a year. The idea is we saw the weather extremes. Those extremes did have an impact on crop production across not only Iowa, but the rest of the nation. And if you will, that crop continues to surprise us. In fact, as USDA updated their numbers over this current month, they figured out that the corn and soybean crops were quite a bit smaller than they had originally estimated. And that's provided some, let's call it breathing room within the markets today. So we're going to discuss sort of what happened in 24 and what's that mean as we look forward in 2025, not only in terms of producing that crop, but how's it utilized? What's that mean in terms of prices and returns to the farmers?